man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Yes, it's a Trump phenomenon. Tempted to call it now the Trump Tucker 24 phenomenon radio show, because I'm so fired up about the Trump Tucker 24 ticket. Wow, we could get some alliterative T's there. Trump Tucker 24 ticket. It's the best news I've had in some time. So beginning with that thought, let us identify ourselves here. On November 15th, 2023, I'm James Kelso, and we're together for an hour, traditionally Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. You're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252. And yes, I think that covers the preliminaries. And let us resume where we left off last night. Where we start and where we end, truthsocial.com. Here's Donald Trump today. We'll start off with a little bit of good old Donald Trump here to start the evening off. He posted this 14 minutes ago. He's telling an obvious thing about Donald, about Brandon, as in let's go Brandon. Biden calls on a specific reporter, gets a question, then reads the answer off a card. In other words, he knows the question, then reads the answer. What's going on here? And, I'm wondering how this will play out. You know, Donald Trump will call out. I mean, Joe Biden is his opponent. That was his opponent in the fake election of 2020. And it has been his fake president opponent ever since. And of course, Donald Trump's thought this through. What's going to do? What will happen here when they put Joe Biden out to pasture? Which everybody's expecting to happen at any time. And I heard one commentator, I don't know whether it was Charlie Kirk, I mean, I can tell you it's one of several, I can limit the number because these are the people I listen to. I listen to Charlie Kirk. I listen to Steve Bannon. Those two principally. And I listen to Tucker Carlson. Those are my big three, triumvirate of journalistic prowess. Taking Biden off the stage, it was one of them that said the problem for the Democrats is Joe Biden is not going voluntarily, nor is Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, nor is she cooperating. Somebody, and we can all sense it. It's in the air. Jill really loves power. Joe really loves power. You know, imagine this. They had the vice presidency for 8 years, lived in a U.S. Naval Observatory for 8 years. They had all that power. That wasn't enough. That was not enough. Now they've got the presidency, had a whole presidency. That's 12 years of power. Oh, that's not enough. No. You don't want your power to end. So now he really thinks he's going to run in 2024. And Jill likewise thinks that. So how do you move this pair of morons off the stage? You know that old metaphor from entertainment of the hook. The guy with the hook sticks the hook out and pulls the failing act off the stage behind the curtain. What's the hook for Joe Biden? I don't know. He's not cooperating. All right, so let's go to the president's next post. He'll take shots at Joe Biden, of course, until they finally take him off the stage. And then we get into this matter. Joe Biden is still very much pertinent, because all of this criminality, all of this treason that's occurred, like the open border, principally, number one, the mega trillion-dollar debt, number two, maybe not in this order, actually. World War III, hard to put that in third place. That's all at the feet of Joe Biden. Whether he's running or not, he is a pertinent matter. So, all right, let's go to the president's next post. He says, this is a graphic he put up, Fox News poll, President Trump beats crooked Joe Biden in general election. Trump, 50%. Biden, 46%. And remember, it's not necessary for whoever to poll a majority of the national vote. It's necessary to get a majority of the Electoral College. That and that alone will make you president. Oh, well, that and cheating can make you president. Wholesale cheating. Here's another one. This is another poll. This time, the Donald Trump versus the rhinos. And, you know, since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse, the most amazing display of rhinoism and stupidity was exhibited by, now get this, this is choice, Nikki Haley, and I'm making ironic quotes in the air quotes around the name Nikki Haley. She expatiated on TV about the need, what she would do as soon as she gets into the White House, she would force everybody online to identify themselves, their actual name, their actual identity. Brilliant, Nikki. Brilliant. And she said this would solve a lot of our problems if people had to use their real names. Yeah, very brilliant. Very astute. Nimrata. Randhawa. That's her actual name. She doesn't use her real name. She uses her alias, Nikki Haley. Nimrata Randhawa. So anyway, I mean, can you imagine the lack of self-awareness that she would put out this, you've got to use your real name. And she's sitting there looking at the camera, looking at the American people, and she's using a phony name. I mean, talk about a lack of self-awareness. She is truly a lightweight. There are other examples of her light weight. I believe her family is a Jain family from India. Jain, the Jains are J-A-I-N. And they are not one of the dominant, but a very big religious sect in India. that goes back, I believe, more than 1,000 years, or goes back a long ways, put it that way. And the fundamental belief of Jainism is ahimsa, A-H-I-M-S-A, which is do no harm, harmlessness. Don't hurt or kill anybody or any living creature, even insects. So a Jain will, a devout Jain, will engineer their diet so that they don't eat bugs that might be killed by the harvesting of certain vegetables or fruits. And it gets very elaborate. But here is now, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Nimrata Jain Randhawa is the biggest warmongering Dick Cheney style hawk in the whole election cycle. She gives Lindsey Graham a run for his money. Oh, and they're both from South Carolina, aren't they? Is it something in the water? I don't know. I don't know. I see Nimrata Randhawa and Lindsey Graham sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love. Then comes marriage. Then comes baby in a baby carriage. The two biggest warhawks, the light and the loafers, Lindsey Graham, and the phony Jain, phony name, Nimrata Randhawa, Nikki Haley. Anyway, we, you know, how do you make this stuff up? So this one says Donald Trump in the Republican primary. This is another graphic. Donald Trump, 62%. Ron DeSanctimonious, 14. Nikki Haley, Randhawa, 11%. Vivek Ramaswamy, 7. And Chris, Chris eats a lot of salami, Christie, 3%. All right. The president writes this to us 7 hours ago. These fake political cases brought against me could have been filed years ago. Remember, this is 3 years on. But these crooked and biased prosecutors working closely with my political opponent in Washington, D.C., crooked Joe Biden, waited and waited and waited and filed them right in the middle of my campaign for president. Why do you think that Fawny, she likes to call it Fawny, I like to pronounce it Phony, Willis and Alvin Bragg and Letitia, that's as in Peekaboo James, and of course the deranged one, Jack Smith, took so, three O's, long after very publicly leaks, starting their, again in ironic quotes, work. Election interference, prosecutorial misconduct, yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing tons of that. Prosecutorial misconduct, attorney misconduct, judicial misconduct, judges. This is like Fight Club. Remember, the only rule in Fight Club is there are no rules. And that's the way the Democrat Party rolls, Fight Club style. There are no rules. There are no ethics. Other than this, of course, win. Win. Lie, kick, scratch, cheat, steal. Kill for power. Then the president says 7 hours ago, wow, my poll numbers continue to go up, leading my opponents, including Crooked Joe, by a lot. Make America great again. And then he has a nice post slamming ABC. And he calls it failed ABC fake news reporter. Jonathan Carl just wrote another bad book. He works so three O's hard, but has so three O's little talent. Some people have it and some people don't. All right. I won't go into that longer post. Here's a nice one. You'll like this. And this is 8 hours ago. Donald Trump writes to us, let bird brain and the sanctimonious fight it out. Fun to watch. And of course, by bird brain, he's referring to Nikki Haley, who does look avian, does she not? She looks like, I would say, if I had to put her in the avian category, I think she looks like a vulture. Her beak, her chin, her thin face looks like a vulture head on, and from the side also looks like a vulture. I don't know, are her eyes somehow reminiscent of a vulture staring at you? Licking its chops, waiting for you to expire. So let bird brain and the sanctimonious fight it out. Well, here it is. Here it is. Let me go to this story. I'll link to it. It's over on Breitbart. We learn what the president reads from these links that he makes to his to the things he's reading. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped to fourth place in New Hampshire's presidential primary, an Emerson College survey released Wednesday found. That's a pretty reliable source, Emerson College. I think they have a very good reputation. The survey showed former President Donald Trump, again, as the runaway front runner, leading the GOP field with 49% support in the Granite State. That percentage remains unchanged from his 49% support in August. Former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley, has surged to second place, 31 points behind Trump with 18% support. Now, listen to this. This is a remarkable thing. So something's going on here. You know, as a theme music we sometimes use says, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. That reflects a 14-point leap from the 4% support she saw in August. Now, she's more than tripled her support. So there is something happening here. What is it? Think about it. What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. The never-Trumpers are like a bunch of buzzards. They're circling. They're hoping that a very much alive and frisky Donald Trump will expire in the mud below, and then they'll swoop in on the carrion. But it ain't going to happen. But so they've given up. The vultures have given up on DeSantis. I mean, the kind of messed up my metaphor there. But the vultures that were herding, that were flocking with DeSantis, have now shifted over, and they're now flocking with Nikki Haley. That there's my picture. That's a huge increase for her. And I'm liking that because Nikki Haley is such a featherhead. Kind of keep the bird metaphor going. I mean, somebody that could say, we must have everyone identify themselves publicly online. And that led me to find out something I didn't know today. I didn't know this about one of the greatest of all Americans, about whom I talk much too little and about whom I know much too little. I need to research him, read about him. And that is Benjamin Franklin. What a giant in American history. And did not know this. Very incomplete knowledge about Benjamin Franklin. He had an anonymous alias starting, I think, when he was 15. We'll talk about it. Do any of you know that alias for Benjamin Franklin? We'll reveal it after this break.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Into the next segment, let's go to my. Let's see if I've got something going here on my message board. No, I don't. Okay, if you want to call in, it's 512-248-8252. Going back to this Emerson poll, and the president of Emerson. There's a guy named Spencer Kimball. And is that a coincidence? That's the same name as, I believe, Spencer Kimball was the head of the Council of 12, the 12 Apostles of the Mormon Church. I'm getting my memory and my terms right and so on. It's been a long time, but Spencer Kimball could be coincidentally has that same name. And where is Emerson College? I don't know off the bat. So here it is. So Nimrata, 18%. then Christie at 9%. And here's the amazing thing. Christa Sanctimonious, whom we spent months lambasting, is down at 7%. What does Ron DeSantis do come, and when is it? When is the New Hampshire primary? I think it would be in January, would it not? It's right around the corner. November, December, January. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. And we're in the Iowa caucuses. And we're in the New Hampshire primary. Those are the first two. Then Vivek is in fifth place with 5%, just behind DeSantis. Then Tim Scott with 2%, but Tim Scott has pulled out, just canceled his, and his staff is kind of befuddled because Tim Scott just pulled a fast one on them and just cold cocked him with his announcement that he's out of the race. So cross off Tim Scott of South Carolina. And then that brings us to the bottom. Doug Burgum is still in the race. Our awful governor from North Dakota. Awful. Why do I say that? Because he's a rhino. He's not a MAGA Republican. And he, you know, is displaying the fact. He's wearing it on his sleeve by running for president. He's spitting into the face of Donald Trump. Oh, no, you're not good enough. Orange man, it's me, Doug Burgum, me and my millions of dollars, spending it on myself. my own vanity campaign. And he comes in at 2%. So there you go. All right, so now let's look at the more news here. What is Nikki Haley up to? What is her grand strategy for snagging the presidential? Talk about a delusional person. Nikki Haley, yeah, you're going to be the nominee. Yeah, right. You're going to stand up in front of a MAGA crowd and say, let's go. And that MAGA crowd is going to rally behind you, Nikki Haley? No. They're not. And that's true of all of these others, by the way. So I don't know. What are they thinking? Because when they do get in front of these crowds, they're lustily booed. The audiences are booing these people. But here's her strategy. Randhawa has now allocated, how much money is it here? $10 million. So somebody reached down in their pocket and pulled out $10 million. It wasn't small contributors, I can assure you that. It was some fat cat who pulled out $10 million, and they're plopping it down in New Hampshire and Iowa, those two states, so that Nimrata Randhawa can make her big splash, take on Donald Trump. Because after these primaries, of course, there's going to be a drastic weeding out. People that score 2% in Iowa or New Hampshire, how do they continue on? Well, how? It's silly. So anyway, that's an interesting thing. She's going to spend $10 million. And they're getting nasty towards each other, too. This is kind of exciting. Nimrata is getting nasty to DeSantis. She's getting nasty to Vivek Ramaswamy, her fellow subcontinental, Indian subcontinental fellow subcontinental. And they're really fighting with each other. It's wonderful. We'll be right back.
Make a Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
And I forgot to give you the personal detail about Benjamin Franklin, who really impresses me. And how did I miss all this good stuff that he did? Born in 1706 in Boston. And that's old style date. New style, January 6, 1705. And he died April 17th, 1790. At the ripe old age of 84. He's buried in Philadelphia at Christ Church Burial Ground. Deborah Reed was his wife. Married her in 1730. She died in 1774. Has three children, William, Francis, and Sarah. And he is... But here's something I really love about Benjamin Franklin. Oh, what a beautiful signature. I love this about Franklin. He stopped his school education when he was 10 years old. 10. That would be fourth grade for most of us if you went to public schools. or this regimented, organized school system. 10 years old. Now, is there anyone out there in the audience who thinks they're smarter than Benjamin Franklin? I don't. Do you? Anybody out there who thinks they're better read than Benjamin Franklin? No, I don't. More talented? More? Anybody out there who thinks they've achieved more in life, however many years you've had? No. Benjamin Franklin stands head and shoulders above all of us, and yet he stopped schooling at age 10. I'm a homeschooler kind of guy myself, with my children. And I told that to my homeschooler, who's now 12, and his eyes kind of opened wide. You know, Benjamin Franklin stopped going to school at age 10. And my boy was going, wow, neat, Dad. And then, I mean, all the things that Benjamin Franklin, here's something that he did. I didn't know this. Benjamin Franklin, I mean, this is, boy, am I an ignoramus. And, you know, we're all ignoramuses on so many things. I thought I was widely read and historically astute. Among his achievements, I knew he was U.S. Postmaster General. I knew he was Minister to France during the Revolution, very vitally so. The colonies would not have beaten the Redcoats without Benjamin Franklin's work in Paris with the King, Louis XIV, and Marie Antoinette. He would not have succeeded. Not even close. And by the way, preceding him as the Minister of France, Benjamin Franklin, was none other than Thomas Jefferson. But I didn't know this about him. Oh, he was also a minister to Sweden, Franklin was, from 1782 to 1783. But remember, we had the Articles of Confederation. We had a country before we had a constitution. And the Articles of Confederation, under which Benjamin Franklin served as the sixth president of Pennsylvania from 1785 to 1788. He was the president of Pennsylvania. And here's another one I didn't know among his many achievements. This guy who quit school at the age of 10, okay, among the jobs that he undertook, he was the second president of the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. One of its later students of renown, Donald J. Trump, at the Wharton School of Finance, University of Pennsylvania. He was the president from 1749 until 1754. So that was then, and this is now. You know, when they're interviewing for president of the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, did it bother them that Benjamin Franklin quit school at 10? No. What's happened to us? What you know is not based on how many years you wasted in the university system. Anyway, that's interesting stuff about Benjamin Franklin. All right, let's go back to Donald Trump. And here's another new one. The Texas Republican primary, Donald Trump 58%, Nikki Haley 11%. See, so the stupid money. Normally you would say the smart money, but it isn't smart, is it? It's stupid. The stupid money is moving from DeSantis to Haley. Boy, are they desperate. Haley at 11%. Then DeSantis drops down to 9%. Ramaswamy at 5%. And by the way, when I make fun of Nimrata Randhawa, I'm not being a racist. I'm making fun of Nimrata Randhawa, the hypocrite. I like Vivek Ramaswamy, who is an Indian. Or was he born in the U.S.? Okay, I forgot. I knew that a little bit ago, and I've forgotten. Well, he has to have been born in the U.S., and so must Nimrata Randhawa, because they're running for president. You have to be a native-born American. But another one, just to show you my, you know, they're good people of all stripes. I really like another person from the Indian subcontinent, and this one was born there. That is Dinesh D'Souza, whose parents came from the Portuguese colony of Goa, former Portuguese colony of Goa, on the Indian Ocean. And, let's go to the next post here by the president. The president says, several other polls. I'll skip those. And the president posts, I'm interested in things that the president has posted for that reason. Another poll, I'm going to skip that. He has so many polls that he watches. Here he's leading big time in Iowa, big time in New Hampshire. These are the swing states in the early primary states, South Carolina, big time leading. His endorsement points, get this. This is the latest one. We've been following the endorsements that Donald Trump has gotten. I won't give you the scale of the system here, but this group that tracks endorsements, Trump has 364 endorsement points. DeSantis has 40. Slide my glasses down. 43. So about 10 to 1. Ah, come on. Give it a rest, DeSantis. You're done. All right. More such posts. I mean, it's a tidal wave. It's a tsunami of polling showing Donald Trump. Here's one here. This one with 74,000 plus votes. It's been viewed by 500,000 people. Donald Trump, if the election were held today, 50.1% prefer him. They like Joe Biden, 32%. And then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent, 7.3%, and others 10%. So look at that. Trump 50, Biden 32, Kennedy 7. Nice. Kennedy is not drawing votes away from Trump. He's taking people who can't stomach voting for Joe Biden, Democrats and independents. Here's a post from Eric Trump, retweeted, so to speak, retruthed by his father. Eric Trump says, 7 years ago today, exclamation mark. And he's lifted a tweet from the Huffington Post. And here the Huffington Post is all in a huff as they announce, 7 years ago today, our pollster polls model give Hillary Clinton a 98.1% chance of winning the presidency. This is Huffington Post. Remember Arianna Huffington? Talk about a self-important, sanctimonious person. And this happened. This is right before the election. 7 years ago, right before the election, our poll model gives Hillary Clinton a 98.1% chance of winning the presidency. And they give Donald Trump, what are the odds against Trump? Don't you wish they were taking your cash bets at the time? Donald Trump, 1.6% chance of winning the presidency. Imagine that. We were all here. We were all reading these things, seeing them. So the guy that we were all excited about, why did I think he was going to win? If people like this, these people, highly paid, overpaid people who completed their university degrees and their postgraduate work and their fellowships and their studies abroad, their postdoctoral, why are they so damn dumb? Is there a cause and effect relationship there between the very smart Benjamin Franklin? Oh, I never told you what his alias was. Remember, Nikki Haley said, we can't have aliases. We don't need no stinking aliases. I don't got to show you my alias. I don't got no stinking aliases. Well, Benjamin Franklin needed his alias. He, as early as the age of 15, was publishing, really at pain of death. He needed that alias. He was using the alias. How many of you have heard this? Can anybody name me Benjamin Franklin's pseudonym? It was Silence Do-Good. And he's descended from Puritans, from pilgrims, Benjamin Franklin is. And that would be a typical pilgrim name for a child, Silence. Silence, you know, it's like virtue, chastity, you know, incredible names that I love. These names are in my family tree, these Puritan names. Silence, and the last name, Do-Good, another Puritan hallmark. So, and Trump won. A few days later, and the New York Times concurred in that. The New York Times, on the morning of the 2016 election, the New York Times gave Donald Trump a 1% chance of winning and Hillary a 98% chance of winning. Oh, we're... the commie rat Democrats crying, wailing, gnashing their teeth by that evening. Okay, let's go down a little further here. And I was looking for a... now, what's... You know, we talk about the Trump-Tucker 24 ticket. So it remains now as high on my list of things to observe every day. What's Tucker up to? Now that this... the word has gone out, and I think... Okay, if it's just me, it's just little old me, I think Trump has had a personal face-to-face conversation with Tucker and said, be my VP. And I think Tucker has said, you got it, boss. I think that conversation has occurred. And so obviously they're flying, they are now, if that's true, they would then, as two incredibly intelligent people, they would be flying in formation, wingtip to wingtip. So watch the two of them. They're flying in formation, and it does appear that's happening. Tucker is, as the VP, what sort of behavior would you expect from Tucker as VP with Donald Trump? He would not try to steal the headline from Donald Trump. So Tucker will not go out there, I predict. He will not go out there and some really provocative presentation. He will not try to steal Donald Trump's thunder. He will not be restrained or, let's see, he will not be muted or muzzled, but he will come along behind the commander-in-chief as a devastating number two. So watch for that sort of thing. Now, today he did a show. He interviewed Candace Owens, who is illustrates the point that, you know, just as Dinesh D'Souza Not a white guy, but he's a heck of a patriot. Candace Owens, nobody's going to confuse her as a white gal. Quite a patriot. Here's Tucker Carlson interviewing. Let's go to the very end of Carlson's interview with her today. The very end. I haven't heard it, so let's listen in.
I am very much inspired for different reasons, and people will find this very weird. Obviously, I've been very open about the fact that I've been tremendously inspired by you in my career, and that I'm not just saying anybody up. I've said this long before. Tucker Unleashed has been the greatest thing. It's something that we have needed, and it's been a great addition to the American campaign.
Whoa. All right. Let's go to that break, engineer.
Nobody thought that they'd breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
right, folks. Rebuilding America First. Here we are at the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And I'm looking at Donald Trump's next appearance. It's going to be Saturday in Fort Dodge, Iowa. And I just looked at the travel time and the distance there to Fort Dodge. It's 517 miles from my front door. Wow. I could do it. I could do it. I don't see myself doing it, but I could do it. It's a 7-hour and 51-minute drive. But boy, as Donald Trump, if he gets closer, he gets to a place like Duluth or Bemidji or Fargo, I'm there. But anyway, he'll be in Fort Dodge on Saturday. And what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to whether Tucker is there. Woo-wee, and that's all. Whatever is going to happen, you know that's already arranged. Tucker's already got his tickets to the event, but I would say probably if he goes, he'll probably be flying with Donald Trump. Donald Trump will probably have his Trump Force One pick. Either Tucker will, if Tucker's up, I don't know where he lives, but I know he has a place in Florida. He has a place, I think, in Maine. I think Trump Force One would circle around and pick Tucker up. So they could get off the Trump Force One together in Fort Dodge, which is north of Des Moines, on the way to Minneapolis. Woo-wee. And so there you go. And then we were talking about when we went into the break here, we were talking about Tucker's last show. Tucker was interviewing Candace Owens, who's black, and she is Charlie Kirk's, one of his stars in his Turning Point USA mega events. Candace Owens has the high school and college audience riveted, brilliant advocate. And interestingly, there's been a brouhaha between Candace Owens and a never-Trumper or an anti-Trumper, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, just for whatever reason, doesn't like Donald Trump. And so he has gone to loggerheads with Candace Owens, who is a Trumper. And so today, Tucker comes to Candace's defense. Something that Tucker does, not shy about speaking out. Anyway, we'll pick this up again tomorrow night, Thursday night, here in the Trump Club. The Trump Tucker 24 Ticket Clubhouse tomorrow night. See you then.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.